What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a very special guest this hour. We're trying to connect with him right now. It's Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose is one of the most brilliant minds in the voluntarist movement, and I always like checking his stuff out because it has such a unique perspective that is just unique to him. He'll take something and frame it in such a way that, you know, just like all great thinkers do, it's like, man, I was already aware of that, but he puts it in a completely different framework and exposes truth in a unique and profound way. So that's Larkin Rose, and he's actually going to be in Colorado promoting a speaking engagement, which is called Escaping the Myth. Escaping the Myth. So check that out. That's going to be in Denver. I believe the date is October the 6th. I'm going by memory. Certainly Larkin will update us on that. And this morning, we've been debating all morning long. I'm very thankful for it. Finally, we get some real good debate because there's really, I think, maybe three monetary solutions. We've got from, you know, what we have right now. And you know, there's the greenbacker solution, and then there's also the solution for what we do, Mountain Hours. It's a voluntary debt and interest-free solution. It's the solution that most people have never heard of. Typically, the debate is framed between commodity money and worthless fiat paper imposed by the governments with violence. As long as we're within that framework, we are kept controlled because the same people that control the government control the commodities. So it's a Hegelian debate. So we will get into that. Perhaps we'll get some callers to, you know, come check that out and certainly challenge my assertions. That's what's essential, is that we have some open debate about these things and really, really discuss these things. It's monetary reform. I think of it, isn't it amazing that right now it's 2012 and so many people have, you know, we haven't had a rigorous debate on monetary reform. It's just amazing to me. If we would really, as a society, simply focus on this, just take a week. Take 1 week where we don't focus on the police state and all the stuff the bad guys are doing. If we just focus on this and come to the best workable solution, a solution that we can actually implement and move forward, we can very quickly change things. The people are the money, and they can affect that change all by themselves without permission. We simply have been distracted with thousand Hegelian dialects and just general distractions. We'll be right back.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA Drops. Since I started the Drops, I've gotten married, started 3 businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA Drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com, and begin your ascension process. God bless.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we're getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Love, peace, and revolution. This is Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and we broadcast a monetary solution to the people, which they can affect without waiting for permission from the government, without waiting for permission from bankers. We can implement a voluntary local currency in the form of barter script. And we are joined with a very special guest, that is Larkin Rose. He is one of the preeminent voices in the voluntarist movement, and he's coming to Denver. So do check him out. Larkin Rose, are you there?
I think I am.
It's interesting. That I've seen, you know, your videos, and you have such a unique perspective. And my interaction just via text with you, it's like you have this real kind of fun personality. It seems like you're like a real jokester, and I really like it. Is that how you are in real life when, you know, in person?
Some of the time, you know, it's either laugh and joke about these things or get depressed and jump off a cliff. So I try to do the former as often as I can.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's so appropriate that, you know, the more I try not to listen to the news at all and just really focus on the cause and my philosophy, because if I watch the news, it just gets me angry and I get caught up in the theater, so to speak, the day-to-day
right.
theater. Is that what you sort of do, or are you like, do you get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, or how? What's your approach?
We literally don't have a TV in our house. We will rent movies and do that, but we don't have the news on ever. Like, if there's something that actually matters that happens, I'm sure we'll hear about it some other way. But it's basically, you know, my attitude is I don't really want people who have a completely different view of what the world should be feeding me their propaganda day and night. I'll decide what to read and what to watch and things like that. And the news is just, it's constantly depressing. And it gives a completely inaccurate view of reality because the world is so big. You know, it's basically beyond the comprehension of almost anybody, including me, how big it is. So if the news wants to report death and destruction and mayhem all over the place, it's a big enough world that there will always be that to report. If they wanted to report, hey, lots of people in lots of places are getting along just fine without government and without war and without all that, they could report that till they're blue in the face too, but they don't. They choose the statist angle, so it's not, to me, it's not news. It's Pravda West. It's propaganda day and night.
Yeah, agreed. And just out of curiosity, this is an interesting idea. What is Larkin Rose's top three favorite non-political? Well, let me not say it. You can have like The Matrix would be a political movie, but I would say like a popular non-documentary movies. Your top three.
Let's see. So, is The Matrix allowed, or is that not allowed?
That is allowed because it's a popular movie and not a
okay.
document.
Okay, even though it's political. Probably The Matrix, V for Vendetta, and Equilibrium. I might give third place.
Ooh, Equilibrium. That's cool. See, that's what I was hoping for, that you'd give me one that I've never seen before, and that's the one.
I'm quite up there with the other two, but it's good. It's a fun one.
What is it? How old is it, and what's it about?
It was years ago that it came out, maybe as many as 10 years. I don't know that it was quite that many. But it's a view of the future where they decide that emotion is the whole problem, so everyone's on drugs to make sure they have no emotions. And you have this big police state, and they say, yay, we have no more war because we have this big world government. So it's a dystopian thing, and I think they did it pretty well, and it's a little too believable in some places. And so I like it.
You ever, like, think of those movies, and, like, there's just, there's some you know, sheep or whatever out there, and they watch it like, this is so true. We need to have this. This is such a good idea.
Yeah, I often wonder, what do normal people think those movies are about? Oh, yeah, that evil villain Neo, he, like, gets out of the Matrix and wants to, like, free people and stuff. It's horrible. I'm so happy when the Matrix defeats him. I often wonder whether people can recognize the actual meaning, or if they just sort of see it as a literal story and really don't at all get the parallels with reality. I don't know. I can't even imagine what it's. I mean, I used to be one. I used to be a statist, and I, even having been one, I still can't imagine what the world would look like to me if I still believed what I did 20 years ago.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say, when I watched The Matrix the first time, I wasn't politically awake. I didn't get it at all. But getting to your point, how did your political awakening occur? What was the process?
It was really just a matter of, I was sort of raised conservative, constitutionalist leaning, you know, little dash of libertarianism. In a society that was very religious and you know, that angle of things. Basically, I got to where I am by arguing with people and then wanting to remove inconsistencies inside my own head. Because if you're going to argue with people and you want to win, it's good to not be inconsistent with yourself. And so I'd have debates, because I always like arguing in debates. And so each time I'd back up and have to reconsider my assumptions about politics and government and law and all that. Every time I noticed, yeah, I'm not too clear in my own head about that, I got where I am just by whittling away the inconsistencies and contradictions, and ended up with, there can't be such a thing as legitimate government at all. It's you can't reconcile that with any type of moral code or rational view of reality. And I certainly didn't think that's where I was going to end up. I was always taught, well, of course you need a government, and it should be a constitutional republic and blah, blah, blah. You know, all the things I was taught all my life, and just slowly whittled away to the point where I realized it can't, you know, what we should actually have no longer fits the definition of government. When it stops being a ruling class, it stops being a thief, it stops being a thug. You know, you can keep the organization, cooperation and all the good stuff, but you whittle away the illegitimate stuff. Up and what's left isn't government. And that, you know, to arrive at that conclusion, which is as much a shock to me as it is to most people I, you know, talk to about it now, of, yeah, it sounds like a really weird giant leap, but I got there just from realizing I'm being inconsistent, I better go fix something, doing that over and over again, with the help of my wife Tessa, because we sort of nudged each other over the edge, talking about things and discussing things. And then both ended up off the political spectrum entirely into voluntarism.
What was that process with your wife? was that a voluntary process? Or, you know, when I woke up, I literally, in the chair that I'm sitting in, is when I woke up to alternative thoughts about 9/11. And it was terrifying. And like the first thing after I wanted to reconfirm my beliefs is I wanted to get my significant other to come check it out. And, you know, instantly they're mad at you and you go through that conflict. Are you both at the kind of same stage of your enlightenment, or is it a tug of war, or where is that at?
Yeah, no, I so completely lucked out on that. We were always, you know, right next to each other in beliefs, and we'd have these little discussions and sort of nudge each other along. Like, there wasn't one person dragging the other one kicking and screaming, which I've seen in a lot of cases. For us, it was sort of like a race to see which one of us could turn into an anarchist first. And I'm still not sure who won. It's still like a photo finish, and the results aren't in. But I'm so lucky to have somebody who already thought about things enough and is intelligent enough to have rational conversations rather than the emotional things that I've seen a lot of people go through, where somebody says, hey, I'm starting to think that this, and the other person just freaks out. Luckily, that's one thing I didn't have to go through.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, there's an expression that I say is, fear is a liar, that if we're restricted by our fears, that this omnipotent state is going to, it's monitoring everything, and we're just going to huddle down. We end up doing nothing. But in the reality is that, you know, you're on the receiving end of this, and that you were actually falsely imprisoned by the state. So how do you kind of measure those two experiences, the fear versus the reality that, you know, you really do have something to be afraid of? It's a phony authority, but nonetheless, the authority is there. And I, you know what, we're just about on a break, so I think I'm going to have you do that right after. It's such a balance, is that, you know, no revolution is going to occur. No change occurs until the people are willing to put, you know, their life, liberty, their honor on the line at some point. So how do we balance that? Where, you know, how much should we stick our head out and, I'm at the point where I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean? I just want to go all at it. And I think if everybody does it the same thing, at the same time, we'll have success. We'll be right back with Larkin Post.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Our very special guest is Larkin Rose. And before break, we were posing the question, how is it best to implement revolution in a slave system? How would you answer that, Larkin?
Well, there's really two completely separate sides. One is the mental revolution. If tomorrow everybody understood the lies and the superstition underlying all belief in government and authority and what most people call law, we wouldn't need a revolution. We wouldn't need an election. We wouldn't need anything. Everybody wakes up and says, yeah, I don't want to give my money to this extortion racket anymore so they can blow people up and do stupid things. Never mind. Literally, they would be ignored out of existence if everyone tomorrow understood the reality of the situation. Of course, they won't. Most people will wake up tomorrow really and truly believing that they have a moral obligation to bow to the control freaks in Washington and pay tribute to them and literally feel bad about even thinking about disobeying because they've been trained so thoroughly to think as subjects of an authoritarian regime. However, there's the other side, which is among those of us who already know that we own ourselves, that we aren't beholden to this gang of crooks in D.C. or the state governments or local or whatever. Those of us who actually understand freedom all the way, we're sort of stuck in the situation. Well, we're surrounded by people who still believe this lie. Not only will the politicians and their mercenaries, so-called law enforcement, happily stomp on us if we disobey their, you know, one of their stupid arbitrary commands, but most of the people around us will cheer for the jackboots when they stomp on us, because they really and truly believe that we have an obligation to obey, that a lawbreaker, someone who disobeys a politician, must deserve whatever happens to him, no matter what the law is, whether it's don't smoke a joint, or we kick your door down and drag you away, or, you know, make sure you have the right sticker on your license plate that says this car is approved of by the ruling class. Whatever else, most people view that as legitimate and view anybody who resists as a naughty bad guy. And so those of us who understand freedom, we're still stuck in a society of people who don't, who, not, again, not just the enforcers, but the spectators, the people around us who give their blessing to domination and mass extortion and all the other stupid stuff government does. Now, nobody has an obligation to put up with being oppressed, even if 99% of the people around him think it's okay and think it's legitimate. And I would use the example of slavery. If one slave figures out, hey, I shouldn't be a slave, I own myself, he doesn't have any obligation to hang around being a slave until he can talk the rest of them into it. He has the right all by himself, even if the master and all the other slaves don't see any problem with the arrangement, all by himself, he has the right to use whatever force necessary to get out of that situation, to achieve freedom for himself. Now, if all the other slaves wake up, it makes it a lot easier. And that's why mostly what I focus on now is getting the ideas out there to get more people to understand what freedom is, what self-ownership means, what voluntarism actually means, and to get them to see really the insanity underlying the belief in government and authority, and how not only does it go against everybody's moral code, but it's horrendously dangerous. Because if we get enough people who understand that, you don't even need any sort of conflict. I mean, if you had 500 politicians saying, you all have to give us a big chunk of what you owe, and 300 million people saying, no, we don't, what happens? They just don't. You don't need a war or a revolution or anything.
It's so tiny dot.
Right, exactly. When people realize just how powerless the control freaks are, if we don't give our blessing and our cooperation, what Ayn Rand called the sanction of the victim, stop pretending like we have an obligation to bow to these people and give them our money. If enough people do that, that's it. The game falls over, the empire falls on its face, and things don't need to get nasty. Unfortunately, we're not there. We're at a point where pretty many people want freedom. I would actually say a bunch of them don't even all the way understand what freedom is, because what they really want is a different kind of ruling class. But pretty many people want freedom, and lots of other people don't want freedom even for themselves, much less for anybody else. And so that's the situation in which nasty things can happen, when you get to a point where some of the slaves start saying, hey, I don't think we should be slaves, let's leave. And so the master says, well, it's obviously time to start whipping and killing some of the slaves to set an example. That's when things are going to get nasty. And that's the other side of things. On a practical level, at what point do we say, sorry, I'm done talking to you, it's time to lock and load? And I've, you know, spent years and years and years and years trying to not have to get to that point. But eventually, the control freaks make it so you have to choose where that line is.
Agreed. We've got a break. We'll be right back with Mark and Rose.
There's more money, gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for a permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Larkin, I was wondering, that's a former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the government has no capacity to overrule any actions that the private bankers take. Do you believe the government or the private bankers are in charge?
It's hard to say sometimes because there's a cooperation. I think most of the private bankers are probably even the puppets of other people. But I think that to a large extent that the international banking cartel pretty much owns the U.S. government as they own most other governments. But there is sort of – there's a little bit back and forth because just – you know, basically the banking scam robs everybody blind and – the government control freaks also control what you can smoke and you know, control a million other aspects of people's lives too, and does the warmongering and all that. So I think it's they both play their evil little part in the evil little game. And I'm sure, you know, I don't pretend to know all the names of all the people of who's actually pulling the strings. But to me, it's ridiculous to think that there wouldn't be a huge intentional orchestrated conspiracy to rule the world. I mean, there's an orchestrated conspiracy to sell orange juice around the world, for crying out loud. You know, the people try really hard to figure out how are we going to make this work. To imagine that evil people for some reason aren't going to plan ahead and aren't going to plan things is just ludicrous. Of course they think about those things. Of course they plan those things. And I don't claim to know every detail of who did what when. But of course there's a giant conspiracy trying to keep people enslaved and controlled. And I think
what
there
you're saying is profound, is that ultimately we have to assume the worst. You know what I mean? Assume that the worst is because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And like Rothschild says, if allow me to control money and its issuance, I care not who makes its laws. So therefore, I believe what he's saying is whoever controls the money controls everything. And if you're just one in 10 guys and you control all the money, that's less people you have to control, whereas controlling a government first and then controlling the money, that seems like a more difficult task. Doesn't it seem like the case?
Yeah. And when you control the money, you buy the government. I mean, that's what the Federal Reserve has done. That's what the bankers have been doing for years and years and years, and what a lot of people, including people in government, have been warning against and saying, watch out for the bankers because they're just going to buy the Congress. And then they did.
and money is perpetual. You know what I mean? Control of money is perpetual, whereas if you want to set up this phony government scheme, if you're president forever, people are going to notice. But if you're the bankers controlling the government, you can have the phony election cycle every couple of years for the illusion of choice.
Right. You change your puppets every once in a while so people think something changed and think there's some choice and think that, oh, wow, now we have this party instead of that party to put on a show. Because if you just tell people we rule the world because we can, they will probably get sort of upset. So you put on this show that makes them think they have some say in the matter, and then you have them forever. But I think the biggest challenge, the biggest reason it works, is most normal people can't relate to sociopaths. They can't relate to people who would actually want to really rule the world. Because most people, even greedy, short-sighted, nasty people, most of them, if you gave them $1 billion, they'd say, okay, cool, like I can get anything I want for the rest of my life. What do I care? There's a very small percentage of the people who, if you give them $1 billion, think, wow, this is a pretty good start toward ruling the world, because they're beyond just greedy and materialistic. They really are driven by they think they should rule the world and should have everyone else beneath them. And that's something that, because most people can't relate to thinking that way at all, they want to deny that anybody thinks that way. Oh, there's no conspiracy. They're not trying to rule the world. They're just people in government are doing the best they can, and sometimes they make mistakes. You know, all these lame excuses for what they see happening around the world, because they don't want to admit, yeah, there really are some nasty people who really would kill you and take everything you have without feeling the slightest shred of remorse if it gives them power. There are such people, and they gravitate towards positions of power. And if the rest of us sit around just kind of hoping everybody is nice, we're really easy victims of, you know, whatever frauds and scams the control freaks want to come up with, whether it's warmongering or you know, the currency frauds or scaring people about whatever you're going to scare them about, terrorism or crime or poverty or whatever, and say, oh, this is a crisis, you better give us power over you. And people saying, oh, well, they mean well, because people can't really relate to what drives the people at the top. And the top isn't the president, but I would totally include that. I don't think we've had a president for a very long time who wasn't a complete narcissistic sociopath. Couldn't care. Good liar, because they tend to be very good liars because they have no conscience. They have no remorse. They can lie right to your face. The reason they don't have funny expressions is because they really don't at all feel bad about it. There's something different in the wiring of sociopaths that they will just kill you. And, you know, Clinton was known for this. He's so friendly and outgoing, and he'll beat up somebody and order somebody killed. And then he'll just be so friendly and outgoing. The rest of us couldn't do that. Like, if we had somebody killed, we'd feel bad about it. And we want to think that the whole world is like that, and it's not. There really are people in power who will kill millions of people on purpose, sort of as a game, because they think it might sort of put them in a little better financial position over in this part of the world or whatever.
Well, let me ask you a question on that. Like, in the narcissistic paradigm, in order to rationalize their Machiavellian actions, they actually believe, like, they look at the natural world and they see, you know, the lion that beats down the other lion, he ends up being the one that sires the offspring with all of the females. So they see that in the natural world, and they believe under their fraudulent paradigm that if you can dominate, you should dominate, and therefore they should be the ones transferring their, you know, seed down the line. And, you know, ultimately, how do you balance that idea of, you know, the survival of the fittest, and that's what their belief system is, versus what really serves humanity? You know, what they're saying is that's necessary for us to evolve. Whereas from our standpoint, we should be cooperating with one another instead of victimizing one another.
Yeah, it really boils down to whether or not somebody understands and embraces the concept of self-ownership, meaning I belong to myself and you belong to you, which means it's bad for either one of us to attack the other or steal each other's stuff or whatever, because your claim to yourself and your time and your effort and what belongs to you is just as important as my claim to myself. And of course, the control freaks don't see this. And the whole, the broad category of philosophies known as collectivism all work wonderfully for the tyrant, because they're all based on the idea that, yeah, the individual doesn't really matter that much. Like, if for the common good, for the whole, you have to kill a few of the individuals, well, then that's okay. And then the control freaks at the top basically believe that it doesn't matter how many we kill, as long as we're in charge of the collective and running things, that's what matters. As long as we have our stable dominion, then it doesn't matter what it costs in lives or torture or terrorism or anything else, because this is how things should be. And it is just a completely different way to look at reality. It's whether you see other people as people or whether you see other people as things that might be useful to you at some point. And that's how sociopaths view the world. They really cannot relate to the fact that those other things that look like them, they're people too. And those of us who can relate to that can't imagine not relating to that. We can't imagine looking at other people and saying, I don't care if you suffer and die or if somebody takes everything you want, because you're not me. That's how people in power look at it. And the rest of us have a tough time imagining that. But that's totally how they view the world. They could not care less if you suffer for 20 years and die a horrible death. They couldn't care less because it isn't them.
Yeah, exactly right. What I wanted to see, I actually have an image of you and Joby Weeks, and he's wearing a Mountain Hour shirt. Are you familiar with this voluntary barter script system that we have been working on?
Yeah, I've learned a little bit about it. I think it's really cool that, you know, getting a town starting to think in that direction and where there's a bunch of places that say, yeah, we'll accept that. That's cool, because so much of the problem in so many different areas is just the mental obstacle. People look at Federal Reserve notes, they think that's what you trade with. And to most people, it would never in a million years occur to them to trade with anything else. And because of that, they're trapped into the giant scam that robs them blind. But just to even have a town where lots of people say, oh, yeah, you can trade with these instead, is a huge step forward, even though it seems like such a simple concept. Let's trade in something else. But it's a giant psychological step toward freedom to have people at least capable of imagining that we can trade with things other than those green things we're all used to that say Federal Reserve note on them. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, just like you're saying, it's in a world where, just the, everything, the debacle at Paul Fest and everything, you know, the world is bad news, bad news, bad news. And then you go through the phony electoral process and there's no change because it's designed that way. What's beautiful is when people start spending this, they feel empowered sometimes for the first time in a very, very long time, because literally they sign the pieces of paper, and only when they sign it does that piece of paper become money, just like a gift certificate. So it's really empowering for them to realize, you know what, I'm the value, I'm what's valuable. I don't need a banks or a government or anybody to create money. I can do it myself, and they feel really empowered, and it's really beautiful to see, and they actually hug us about half the time it occurs. It's really cool.
Yeah, and it's because it's just people dealing with people in reality and knowing that there isn't some giant, overarching, weird, mysterious thing going on that we don't understand with the Federal Reserve or the banking system or government or anything else. It's just people being people and finding a way to interact and trade like people. Like, suddenly it's your own life. You're not a little tiny guinea pig in some invisible maniac's giant experiment. You're people dealing with people as people, like in the real world even. And it's just a completely different mindset than most people are usually in.
I love that, the invisible maniac. I'm going to use that, because that's really what it is. We are using the invisible maniac's money, and if we chose to not use their pieces of paper, just like you're saying before, if we all just raised our hand one day and say, we're no longer going to use the invisible maniac's money, we're going to use these pieces of paper for money, and by the way, we're just going to create new pieces of paper and reuse that to fund our barters, we can fundamentally create a revolution. It's just like you're saying before, is that people need to make the decision. It's really just a mental decision, and everything else from there, it's all nonviolent. Everything can happen, and we can make the money serve us instead of enslaving us.
Yeah, the tyranny and, you know, the power of evil, to get slightly melodramatic, is always based on illusion. It's always based on lying to people and deceiving people and tricking people, which means freedom, all it requires is figure out the lies and stop believing them. Because, yeah, I mean, to most people, it's too big a step to say trade with something that doesn't say Federal Reserve note on it. But if everyone tomorrow just did that, literally the entire banking system in this country would collapse overnight. The Federal Reserve would be gone. Without an election, without legislation, without anything, all of the Federal Reserve's power relies on that very simple lie that this is money, this is what you should use, and you shouldn't use anything else. And literally, it's just an assumption in people's heads that gives the Federal Reserve every scrap of power they have, where people could just say, let's not trade with them anymore, and that's the end. You don't need a revolution. You don't need anything. That's just it. They're gone, because the lie is all they have.
Boy, you are preaching to the choir, brother.
I know.
The sides of my mouth are touching my ears right now, just so you have an image, because that is precisely what we're planning on doing. That is precisely what the Mountain Hours Revolution is. We're working on four of these right now. One in Denver, we started one in Tampa, and with Gigi Bowman in Long Island, we're starting Island Hours for the Liberty Fest up there, because it's just a paradigm. And the problem is like right now, you know, we can go around and just give this currency out because people can barter without the pieces of paper. And it's just getting everybody to barter and use these pieces of paper instead of the bad guys' pieces of paper. And that's our solution. And right now we have enough media that we can bypass the gatekeepers, and we can get directly to the people and say, hey, use this money instead. Go local, buy local, support local businesses instead of the big mega corporations. And that's our plan. So I'm excited that we're simpatico. Well, let's talk about your event. Am I correct? It's on the 6th of October?
Yep, Saturday, October 6th. So it's just a week from this coming Saturday. It's an all-day event. It's in Westminster between Boulder and Denver. I guess most of your listeners know that. I don't. I'm over in Pennsylvania.
But what part of Pennsylvania?
Just outside Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm from Allentown originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're south of that, but not all that far away.
Okay, so basically you're in North Denver between Denver and Boulder, and that's an all-day event on Saturday.
Right. It's five sessions, so you're not stuck in a chair all day. It's been a challenge for me trying to explain to people what it's about, because it's one of those things that until you do it and go through it, it's kind of, you know, if I could convey what it's about in two sentences, I wouldn't have to take a day to lead people through it. But what's
all right, we've got a break. We'll be right back with Larkin Riffs.
Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love...
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because... 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hello, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
Okay, we are joined with Larkin Rose and his event in Denver in Westminster. It's October the 6th, and I believe the fee for that is $60. And I've kind of focused on marketing stuff. So basically, when you're selling something, basically you're basically offering the benefits. What are the benefits of this education, of this enlightenment? And what would you say the three benefits to the participant would be?
Let's see. In no particular order, learn how to fix the world. learn how what you believe today is probably completely self-contradictory. And learn how assumptions that you've been taught to make go directly against your own values and your own moral code and what you want the world to be. That's just off the top of my head.
That was pretty good. I put you on the spot there. I didn't mean to do that. I was just thinking you're on break because I'm trying to help you. I want you to market it and have people participate. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you a testimonial on air. Here's that. Larkin Rose has one of the most unique capacities to bring complicated paradigms into a really simple form. And one of the greatest manifestations of that is your video, The Tiny Dot. And that's, in a society, if we're in an honest society, people like yourself would be some of the highest paid people in the country, rather because you are exposing the slave system. Alternatively, in Babylon, in our slave system, the people who enslave us the most and deceive us from our slavery, meaning bankers, politicians, entertainers, and athletes, they're the most highly rewarded. So what we seek to do with our currency, our local currency, is reward people like yourself who emancipate humanity the most, and it supports the non-aggression principle, and instead of obviously their system supports the aggression principle. How's that for a testimonial?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. How much do I owe you, and in what currency?
No, it's what do I owe you? That's the thing. Is like it's just that we've been debt slaves and slaves to the system for so long that we have to escape these paradigms and just. You know, think when you turn on a Sunday football game, all of this massive analysis of the productive output of these statistics of they'll have these panels where there's, you know, like 8 millionaires studying the sports performance of all these millionaires on a field. But in the meantime, we've never had like a really serious debate about monetary reform or political systems or voluntarism or the non-aggression principle. You know what I mean?
It's right.
Completely convoluted our values.
There's a few things in the introduction to Escaping the Myth that I go over, and one is what gets covered in the event is not at all complicated. It's just you've never heard about it. These aren't things people think about. Like when people go to an all day, you know, seminar or whatever you want to call it, they often assume, okay, this is going to be really advanced stuff. And like you said, we know lots and lots about really advanced other stuff, but most of us have never thought about even the most basic, obvious concepts about society and currency and law and authority and government. We just accept all that without ever thinking about it.
And we've got a break to think about for the next hour.
Sure. Yep.
Yes. Okay, we'll be right back with Larkin Rose.
False flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace all in the name of peace.